farm-to-table restaurants aim to bring local foods directly to diners. Schools have a similar program to connect students with products raised nearby. Sandra Kangas is the South Dakota Department of Education's Director of Child and Adult Nutrition Services. She says farm-to-school improves access to local foods.
It could be somebody from school buying apples from a local apple grower, or tomatoes, or, you know, there's a variety of products that they can purchase. In some instances, meat could be purchased.
Kanga says the program requires certain processing, and producers must meet specific guidelines for schools to buy their foods. She says a gathering in November connects stakeholders.
The ones that are buying the food, the ones that are growing the food, the ones that are trying to figure out, okay, I have food, I would like to sell it here, or could be a school saying, you know, I would really like to buy some of my product locally.
Kanga says not all of the food for school lunches is grown locally or all year round. Still, she says the program supports local farmers and ranchers. National data show kids exposed to meals with local ingredients are more willing to try fruits and vegetables. It also shows food to school increases the number of kids who eat healthy meals and reduces food waste. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.